Well, God is good. And almost everything I wanted to do in this service, we've almost done. I want to go to the book for a moment. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 35. In the middle of all the judgment, and in the middle of all the calamity and the backsliding, throughout the book thus far, God has been dropping promises of redemption and deliverance. And in the middle of calling down Babylon and Assyria to destroy Israel and Judah, he's also laid in a prophecy of the destruction of Babylon and Assyria. Because he may use those things as instruments against his people, but he hates the rod. And so you see all salted through Isaiah, curse and promise, judgment and redemption. But nowhere is the redemption and the restoration so absolutely clear and powerful as it is in chapter 35. Because he says, I know how it may be, but this is how it's going to be. And when God's talking to Israel, he never just does one thing at a time. But when God's talking to Israel, whether it's their feast days and their festivals, or their tabernacle, or their covenant, it always is representative of what he's going to do with his church. And you can carry that a step further up the dialectic. What he does with his church is indicative of what he's going to do in the millennial. You're an advertisement, as Israel was an advertisement for the church. You're an advertisement for the 1,000 years of peace and joy on the earth. And that's why you're walking every day with peace and joy in your life and a smile on your face in the middle of all the trouble, because God's got you on staff to be an advertisement. And you're saying, I know how it is, but this is how it's going to be. I know how you're feeling, but I am an example of how it's going to be. And see, I know you're walking like that, and everybody that meets you is charged and excited about the prospect of restoration, because they see it in your face and they hear it in your voice, and they're just electrified by the joy in your life. And you're so positive, it makes the world gag. They have a penchant for cynicism and to be a skeptic. But you're so full of love and joy and positive things. You are just like the millennial in a forecast or in a prophecy. Praise God. I'm not making fun of you. I know how it is, but God wants to show you how it can be. Praise God. Well, let's read Isaiah 35. We'll begin in verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. You understand that's already taking place. The desert is springing up, and Israel is exporting flowers and fruit and vegetables all over the world. And it's only an indication of what's going to be during the millennium. Verse 2, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon, and they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Now, we've been through chapters of destruction and mayhem and darkness and sin and backsliding and the hand of God's harsh judgment. But this this just opens up what it's going to be like. Verse 3, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Now the speaker here is speaking on behalf of someone else who's weak because the speaker's not. Who's distressed, but the speaker is not. Who is in need of encouragement, but the speaker is not. The speaker here is the voice of God's people, solid and confident in the covenant of God. Don't be afraid. Neither fear. God's coming. God's going to make it all right. It doesn't matter what happens here. I know how it is, but let me show you how it's going to be. And you don't have to be afraid of what this world can do or what these circumstances might produce. Verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. I understand when he came, he opened up blinded eyes and he was showing them a spiritual value. All the parables and all the miracles are spiritual in their instruction because we once were blind, but now we see. And the physical blindness is not nearly the problem that the spiritual blindness is. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, and then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of... I don't know where you're standing right now. I don't know what's happening in your life right now. But this word is lacing itself all through this house. I don't care if you're in the midst of destruction right now. No. Hear it. This is what it's going to be like. If you're standing in the middle of a desert and a wilderness, you need to understand this is what it's going to be like. God is ready to break forth with a life-giving stream in your life. This is what God does. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Praise God. God's going to clean house on the dragons. And a highway shall be there in a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, even though they're fools, shall not err therein. This is so easy, a fool can do it. Tell your neighbor, the promise of God is so easy, a fool can do this. Tell them, living for God is so easy, a fool can do it. Touch somebody else and say, if you're not living for God, it's just because you don't want to. If you're not walking in victory, it's because you don't want to. If you don't have joy, it's because you don't want to. But there's a way, and it's a highway. Not some little goat path, but it's a highway. And even a fool can do this. No lion shall be there. Anybody been fighting with the devil? Not bless his holy name. But fighting with the devil. Can I suggest to you there's a place where you can walk where he can't go? There's a place where you can walk where he can't touch you? Some of you don't believe that, but we're reading from the book. I know how it is, but let me tell you how it can be. Where living for God is not a struggle. Where living for God is not every day a battle. But living for God, you know, I understand about coming out, and I understand about tearing your way loose from all the restraining things of Egypt. But come on, after you've got that done, we're going to go into promise. But God's already told us it's a land flowing with milk and honey. It's a land of plenty. It's a place. What was Canaan? Canaan is a type of living for God in the church. Well, there's giants here. Yeah, but God's bigger than giants. Praise God. There's a highway where the lion can't go, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. I'm telling you, this is a picture of the millennial. But this is a picture of God's church as an advertisement for the millennial. How many of you believe this? How many of you believe you can get up in the morning, joy like a river, flooding my soul? Do you really believe? I want somebody that's already walking in it shout a little bit about it right now. We don't get up in the morning wondering if we're going to live for God. We don't get up in the morning wondering if today we get knocked down and out. But every day we get up, this is a day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. And I've got the victory. Give somebody a high five and tell them, I've got the victory. Shake them and say, I got enough for me and you. Come on now, if God's going to do what he wants to do in this house and he can do it with us, we've got to get over on the winning side of this thing. Which is, God is able, and if God says we can, we can. And there's not a devil in hell can stop it. And there's not an army of demons can slow it down. And sickness is not going to stop me. My God. Who feels bold like a lion tonight? Who feels bold like a lion? Nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Who's walking there? Who's the highway for? Lion can't go there. Can I tell you tonight, God's got a place prepared for you. God's got a way prepared for you. You don't have to walk down in the lowlands of what the world is trying to define you as, but you can walk in joy, and you can walk in power, and you can walk in peace, and you can have your miracle, and you can see visions, and you can have your prayers answered. And God is able. Who believes it? Who believes it? Who wants to walk in it? My God, who wants to walk in it? Don't wait for me to get started. When I'm done with the text, we're probably done. And the ransomed of the Lord. Now, who would that be? Well, in this context, it's talking about Israel, literally, about their return to Zion. And they're on their way. They're there physically, but they're not there spiritually yet. And the physical doesn't mean as much. But they're going to have a reawakening in God. But they prefigure the church. So in that sense, a ransomed of the Lord is the church of the living God. The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion. And you know, that's Jerusalem in the old, but it's the church in the new. Are you on board? Do you understand? With songs? Praise God. Somebody say with songs. Say with singing. We're always singing. Come on, we never stop singing. Shake your neighbor and say, he can't steal my song because he can't have my joy. I've got a song in my heart. Come on, I'm singing a new song. I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. I've got peace like a river running in my soul. My God, let the redeemed of the Lord sing about it. Sing in your understanding and sing in that heavenly language. They're going to return with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. Everlasting joy. Not joy connected to the economy. Not joy connected to the circumstance. Not joy connected to the job. Come on, your joy's got to be bigger than all those things. That's what I'm talking about. You got to get on the winning side of this thing. It's got to be Monday morning, I got joy. Wednesday afternoon, I got joy. Thursday night, I got joy. Joy. Praise God. I know you got problems, but I know at least one guy in the room will swap with you right now. He didn't even have to see your problem. He'll swap with you tonight. Now, I don't mean to be speaking for you, man. You wouldn't see him for days. As soon as he turned into you, he'd be joy in a street down Ruffner Road and gone. Probably days. That's not fair, Brother Sutton. Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. It's fair. You got to get that joy. You got to get that joy. You got to get a hold of that joy tonight. I know how it is, but let me tell you how it can be. I believe we can live in revival. I believe we can walk in joy. I believe you can have victory every day. Come on, if you believe that, give somebody a high five. Tell them God gives me victory. The world didn't give it to me. The world can't take it away. The devil didn't give it to me. The devil can't take it away. I got joy. I've got a song. I've got a promise. I've got truth. I've got the name of Jesus. I've got the Holy Ghost. I've got the power of the heaven. My God, do you have all that? Praise God. You may be standing in a desert, but you need to stand in that desert saying, there's living water all around me. The natural may look like a desert, but I am a well of living water. I look like a fountain out in front of one of the casinos in Las Vegas. I got water shooting 40 feet. You can't see it. That's just because you're carnal. I carry it with me everywhere I go. Every place I go, it may look like a desert to you, but it's a pool, a stream. It's living water. It's in my soul. Come on, do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? You don't need to be satisfied with anything less. God's already promised it. Get your head up. Get your joy up. Talk about your promise. Talk about the power. Entitle this tonight a Sunday night pep rally. The ransomed of the Lord shall return to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their head, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I know how it is, but let me tell you how it can be. I see this church tonight. I've already seen that wall out, these chairs wrapped. I've already seen the pulpit right here. It's gonna be trouble in Birmingham. My God, I've already seen it. Praise God. Let's stand together. I'm done. Get with somebody by you. Shake them a little bit and say, I got joy like a river. I got peace that passes all understanding. And it may look like a desert place I'm standing in, but I am a well of living water. I've got a river down inside my soul. My God, my God, my God. Come on, we're going to shout a little bit tonight. Come on down around the altar. Oh, come dancing. Come shouting. Come singing. Come worshiping. Come with joy. Oh, give me a praise circle or two. Spectators now. Everybody, come on. Those of you that are in the aisle, come on, come on, come on, come on. Joy.
Hey. Joy. Oh, he gives me joy. 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 Joy.
Up and down the aisles.
Joy.
All over the altar.
Joy. 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 Joy.
Come on, it's a party.
Joy. Joy.
I want somebody that's broke tonight to say, you can't have my joy. I want somebody that's sick tonight to say, you can't have my joy. I want somebody with trouble in your life to throw your head up and say, you can't have my joy. Joy.
Joy. Come on, say joy. 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 Joy, 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 joy.
All right, now I want somebody with a situation that's worse than Judah, whose land was destroyed, their temple was destroyed, all their people were murdered. I won't, if you got a worse situation than Judah, you come tonight because we're going to pray for you. But you realize that's Judah he's talking about. He's bringing them back. He's restoring everything they ever lost. He's going to make them mighty in their own land. And they are representative of the church of the living God. Praise God. Lift up your hands and magnify his name. We love you, Lord, in the middle of our trouble. We praise you, Lord, in the middle of the pressure. we praise you, God, in the middle of our financial distress, because you are more important than all those things. Clap your hands and shout to God. Praise God. Oh, it's scary what God's going to do here. It's just absolutely scary. These young people are scary. These young people are scary. Do you realize what they're doing? Nobody told them to go. Nobody scheduled them. They just believe they could have revival down to the coffee shop. They've been baptizing people and praying people through all year long. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to shake a city. Listen, there are flyers for Brother Keith Clark out in the foyer. Get a handful and compel somebody to come. Just take them by the arm and say, you've got to come. You've got to come. God's going to be in the house. God bless you. Love you. So glad to be involved in the house. Appreciate what God's doing in you. Praise the Lord.